Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, good morning to you on a big day. I'm not ready to feel excited. But we do need, you know, those going tonight to rally.
Bring it.
Bring it. And obviously more than anything, we need the players to rally because game two is it's in 9 hours. So get ready to rock and roll. Seth Joyner joins us every Monday at this time, usually exclusively on the Eagles, but we'll do some fills with Seth as well. Seth in studio with us, brought to us by Bradford White Water Heaters. How you heat your water matters. So whether it's a tank or tankless model, choose Bradford White. Visit BradfordWhite.com. Good morning, Seth.
What's going on, fellas?
My man, always good to see you, Seth. And I'll tell you this, man. We got, like, so much to jam into this hour. Want to do a ton on the Eagles and Phils and like, the last 2 days. But want to just start with last week and the AJ stuff. Not a deep dive, but I want to tell you this on the air. I really admired how you handled it. Because AJ, you know, came after you with that tweet. I saw your tweet as a response. I listened to the interview when you're on with Joe and Hugh. I admired the way you handled it. You handled it like a man. And I appreciate you. I want you to know that.
Would you expect any less?
Can you just give me a sec?
Sure.
Because I want to say this. I want to put this to rest.
Yeah.
Once and for all. So Saturday I got it on good advice that that AJ didn't put the tweet out. Then I reached out to some other people that did some research and found out that it most certainly came from his account. And judging by, you know, his response in Friday's press conference, it's clear that both he and the Eagles are now in damage control and they were trying to get the situation under control. So let me start off with saying, I don't know whether he sent it or he didn't send it. It didn't really offend me as much as it offended, you know, Ike and Hugh.
Yeah.
You know, they were pretty pissed off about it because I just realized and understand that this is the new age of athlete that can't look back at those that came before them that paved the way, you know, and have some semblance or level of respect just because we've been where they're going and we've done what they've done. And in no way was I trying to disparage him and make him look bad. But you guys know me, I deal in truth. I don't do clicks. I don't do none of that stuff. You know, and, you know, the comment about me being controlled by somebody. Listen, when I walk in the studio and somebody comes in and tells me what to say or anywhere else, I'm done.
It's never happened here.
I know, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you
would be. My point is, you would be done. It's never happened. Could you imagine, James, me saying to Seth the night before his appearance,
"Are you kidding
Seth,
me?
I really need you tomorrow to lean this way." I mean, I would never say that.
Yeah.
Would our bosses. Nobody would say that to you. It'd be ridiculous.
It was a part of the narrative that he tried to put out there that, you know, the powers that be, those who write my checks, tells me, you know, what to do. You know, I'm a 1099 employee. I work for myself.
Right.
So And like I said, you
so
guys,
I guess that's
you guys,
true.
You guys know
you're your boss.
And yeah, he tells himself what to say.
I'm a 1099 employee.
Listen, it's one of the reasons, Rhea, why I've done it the way that I've done it. You know, so that I can say what I want to say, I can do it the way that I want to do it. You know, so. But listen, at the end of the day, I have nothing but respect for AJ Brown and the phenomenal football player that he is. My purpose in saying what I was saying is that, you know, you need to shut it down because I've been in your shoes. I've been the big mouth that said things. I didn't say it cryptically. I just came straight out and, you know, called a puppet, if you will.
Yeah.
You know?
I do know.
But what I learned from that experience is that, you know, you hurt teammates and you hurt other people along the way, and the problem never solves itself. Because if people aren't driven to be their best and coaches aren't equipped with what they need to, you know, help you be successful and the team be successful, all of that chatter doesn't do anything but make the situation even that much worse. That's what I was trying to, you know, get across to him, is that, you know, the cryptic tweets, especially in the city of Philadelphia, because if you don't tell the Philadelphia media what you mean, they will give it meaning for you. And then it just takes on a life of its own. And lastly, I said that it's Thursday afternoon. The Eagles are 4-0. I'm going to go a little AI on you for a sec. It's Thursday afternoon. The Eagles are 4-0. But we're talking about A.J. Brown not getting targets. Seriously? The team is 4-0.
You're right. Dude, you're
And we're talking about A.J. not getting targets. One last time, John. The team was 4-0 last week. And all week long, we talked about A.J. Brown not getting targets. Okay? I'm done with it.
Well said. Let me just ask you one follow-up, and then we'll get off it, because there's so much other stuff to get to. Are you, just in the beginning, I was trying to follow the bouncing ball of how you laid out the tweet thing. Are you saying, do you think there's a chance someone else sent it for him from his account, or do you think he sent it from his account?
Joe, I don't know.
Okay.
What I do know is that I was talking with a trusted source on Saturday, and they said, they conferred to me that he said that he didn't do it, that there's a certain level of respect that he has for the players that came before him. And I could see that because he does hold that reverence. But then when I went back and talked to people who would technologically know and understand,
right,
there was like, it certainly came from his account. Now, whether he sent it, or somebody that was in their feelings who has access to his account sent it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Seems hard to believe. Hard to believe that somebody that would have access would do something that bold.
I don't know.
Theoretically possible, but really unlikely.
But I don't know, so I'm not going to point the finger. That's why I'm trying to put
it. I got you.
That's why I want to put it to rest.
Fair enough.
Because if I had the proof, you know, then I'd take it a little further say, hey, AJ, you know, here's my number. Call me or, you know, come on my podcast or something. Let's sit down and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
But because I don't have 100% proof, I'm not going to say that he did or he didn't.
Makes sense.
I'm just going to take him at his word.
Sure. All right, so Seth, let's get to yesterday's game. And the Phillies are squarely on the table, and Seth's going to be fielding phone calls this hour as well. Yesterday's game, to me, actually related to the tweet, though. I have a theory that they lost this game in part because AJ put the tweet, not the tweet at you, but the initial tweet out. I think Sirianni bent to AJ Brown wanting the ball to be passed to him more and passed more in general. And I think for Sirianni, who I think is actually a great coach, I think it was a really dumb decision. Do you see a correlation between the tweet, how they played, and how they lost?
It took 5 weeks, Joe, but I don't agree with you on this one.
Okay.
Because I feel like the Eagles football team, and you heard Jalen talk about it last week about finding an identity. And last year it took them 4 games in the bye week to truly find their identity. And this year they're trying to find it. And I talked about it yesterday in our pre and post game show. I feel like this offense is in a place where their identity is going to be morphing from week to week. There's going to be weeks where they're going to have to throw the ball in order to pass it, and there's weeks where they're going to have to run the ball in order to throw it. The Denver Broncos coming into yesterday was giving up 99 rushing yards per game, and with the onus being on trying to control Saquon and the lack of success that they had and the amount of success that, you know, quite frankly, they had in the first half throwing the football, I just feel like that was the game plan coming in. I think that Sirianni and Kevin Petullo felt like our tackles could stand up against the outside pass rushers, and that, you know, even though they were traveling Surtain on A.J. Brown, that A.J. still, because of his size, could make enough plays, boxing him out, catching some balls. And then Smitty went off and had, you know, darn near career day. And I've heard the chatter. I've heard it all. Well, you know, you got the lead. Why aren't you running the ball? Well, they punted three times in the second half. Three times. So I don't know what you really expected for them to do. They weren't in a four-minute situation. The defense kind of backed up a little bit, and then once they went for two and went up by a score, the Eagles' offense was already kind of in the doldrums. I think more than anything, you know, I attribute yesterday's loss to a lack of adjustment in the second half, because there's a pattern. There's these low.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holes in the offense at different parts and different portions of the game that should not be happening.
We're really struggling with the zone drop, with the simulated pressures, mm-hmm. You know, like when they drop to those zones, and that felt like that was the whole plan in the second half. You know, that's what changed so much, like from the first half yesterday when AJ was having success against man on the outside and Devontae beating man. I don't know, it does seem like the simulated pressure stuff where you got everyone up there and then half of them drop out to their zones. It really does make it hard on an offensive line. And I think with the injuries we've got, Jalen is now distrustful of his protection. I think that he struggles to understand, you know, to diagnose what he's looking at, just like everyone struggles to diagnose what they're looking at, coaches included, because it's very difficult when you got nine guys up on the line of scrimmage to know who's coming and who's dropping. It really is like you have to instantly diagnose at the snap, and that makes it very challenging for an offense. I think you can look around the NFL and see other teams struggle with this same concept. Other quarterbacks struggle with this same concept. It's just hard. Defenses are doing a good job.
Well, I just I think that the problem is twofold, John. The first thing is the Eagles don't like max protection. They like to get the maximum amount of wide receivers out into the route as they can. And then secondly, they don't have a plan route-wise for the receivers that are conducive to Jalen's success. You know, we were watching the game, and they came with a blitz, and I think they even sacked Jalen on this particular play. And I said, I hope they show the end zone replay. And the guy I was sitting next to, he was like, why? I was like, because I promise you, nobody ran a short route to give him an outlet. And sure enough, they show it, and everybody's running go routes.
Yeah.
And this is a fault that is in Nick Sirianni's, you know, periphery, because if you've had three different offensive coordinators since you've been here, and this mode of operation persists, then that falls on you as the head coach.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell me that Kellen Moore last year, with all of his years of, you know, calling plays in the National Football League, didn't have sight adjustment, hot routes, and all of these different things built in for the blitz. Like, you can't send everybody on a go route when you got damn near zero blitz coming, and you know that there's one guy unaccounted for, so he's a free runner. Sit somebody down. Send somebody on a crosser, you know. Do something to give your quarterback a chance.
Especially,
you know,
when the line's struggling.
Yeah.
Because that's a longer play to develop, and now you got to wait that extra second and a half to throw the ball.
Have your running back protect release. Now, that's a home run.
Yeah.
If you get Saquon to bump his guy and then kind of feather out, and while Jalen's, you know, retreating, he just drops it off to him, because I know that anytime I had a running back in man coverage, John, and he stayed in and blocked, that was my...
Oh, of course.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna make you block me now. But as a running back, every once in a while, I would green dog a guy, and he chipped me one time, and then he'd slip out.
Yeah. Then he's still your guy.
And he's still my guy. So then I get my ass.
And then you look like Alex Singleton in man coverage against Saquon on that touchdown yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, listen, there's so many ways to deal with, you know, what teams are doing. And you know it's coming. So it's not if it's coming, it's just a matter of when it's coming.
Yeah.
As long as the Eagles had the lead, they were safe. But the minute that they went up 18-17, all bets were off. And Vance Joseph isn't a high blitz guy because he's got, you know, some of the best corners, outside rushers and corners in the National Football League. So they have to blitz.
So Seth with us, obviously heavy in the last 20 minutes on the Eagles, but the Phillies thing is squarely on the table. They play a game in 8.5 hours. Seltzer, forget game one for a moment.
No, I can't forget game one. Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I was so heartbroken the other night. Because I could, like, see it. It's almost like you know what's coming. Like, they got the lead. Then all of a sudden, they're down by one. And when the eighth inning starts, I just, like, got this eerie, sick feeling. I'm like, something stupid's about
to happen. It was the six when they gave up the lead.
Yeah
the six.
I'm like, can we catch a damn break in this city with this team, man? It's almost like, you know, like Jalen. I said, it's not... You know, when it's going to happen is almost, you know, it's not if it's going to happen, it's when.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting there, you're watching, and you know, I'm like, we need some run support. We need some run support. We need some runs on the board.
I know.
And then, bam, all of a sudden, you know, the whole deal flips.
It happened fast. It did. James, tonight, how do you feel right now?
I think they're going to win tonight. Like, if you ask me to pick the winner, I will pick them to win. But obviously, I'm nervous. Like, I was nervous going into the series. The Dodgers are good, you know, and I think the Phillies could play well and still lose. Yes. So I think they win tonight. I believe in this team. I believe them coming into the series in terms of facing adversity. So we're going to find out tonight. Like, this is it. Like, your back's against the wall. You got to win tonight. Show up.
Rhea, how do you feel?
Betrayed, bewildered. To quote, you know, I don't feel good. I really don't.
I don't either.
No, I mean, you know, you had to win. That game was winnable. And, you know, the top of the lineup, you just keep looking and you go, they're paying these guys $1 billion.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything. I was concerned about Turner coming back off of the injury and whether he'd be able to do anything. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan, and he didn't let me down in that thinking on Saturday night because I really disliked the way he did that.
So, top of the lineup against a lefty.
For what it's worth, but both this season and career, Blake Snell has been way better at home than on the road in his career, like consistently. It is worth throwing it out there.
James, do Harper and Schwarber bat back-to-back? Schwarber, Harper against a lefty? Or they split them up with...
It's a great question.
With, like, is Bohm hitting third?
Yeah, I think it'd be Bohm if they did it. My guess is he keeps them together, but I would be fine if he split them up.
Because there's a good chance Blake Snell is going to get three turns through the heart of the Phillies lineup. And
I don't, Blake Snell's not a go deep in a game guy either. He's not
like a five inning.
Yeah,
guy, right?
He's like a 5-6 inning pitcher generally. So
okay. And look, you're going to see, well, I don't say you're going to, but you could see Kershaw in one of these games. I mean, you could. So,
you know what, man? I long for the days of small ball, man.
I know.
I really do. Because if they could just incorporate a small bit of that into what they do, they'd be such a dangerous baseball team. Because they leave so many runners in scoring position. When it's just like, okay, the guy's throwing 90 miles an hour. Just stick your bat out there and put the ball in play and move guys over and get the and you don't have to swing for the fences all the time. And they're not going to throw you anything. And you know what really drives me crazy about the one through? Well, I won't say Bryce, but you know, the other batters at the top of the order, they always stand there and they take the first pitch. And that pitch winds up being the best pitch they see at the entire at bat. Because the pitchers don't want to get behind in the count. And they know that.
Yeah.
They know that Trey is going to sit there and look at the first pitch so he can get an idea of what's coming. And maybe at the beginning of the game and in inning one, yeah, you do that. But when you come around again, you've seen 5-6 pitches, and you've seen everybody else take their pitches. Be ready to, you know, like my old coach used to say, John, you know, be ready so you don't have to get ready. Because I'm telling you, if you just watch it and watch them, like, dude, that's the best pitch you're going to see. Yeah. And they come with all the junk.
Right.
Hear this, hear that. And they're just like swinging over top of it. I'm like, damn.
Casty always swings at that first pitch if it's there. Casty always swings it.
Yeah, good for a 230 batting average.
He just swings at everything.
All right. So, look, we will do our best in the final, you know, 35 minutes of the show to get you ready for tonight. It's a little bit still back on Saturday, but it's also now we got to start looking ahead to Sunday. Excuse me, to tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.